Yes, indeed. A great day for Ireland, a great day for Donegal, a great day for Finn Valley, particularly with three athletes getting medals. And that's something really, really, really special on this particular frosty morning here, and indeed frosty morning back in in Turin as well. Let's begin with the start-up story. It was the junior under 20 men's. Now, just to overview the thing, Ireland, there were expectations that two to three teams certainly were strong enough to get medals based on, you know, their European performances last year, which were held in Dublin, and great exciting results there. And building on those successes in Dublin, there was this expectation. The expectation was realised, and it began with the under 20 men's team. The under 20 men's team, which included, of course, the Glen Swilly athlete, a member of Finn Valley, young Sean McGinley, who's now a student at DCU, who had been running extremely, extremely well early in the season, then had a disappointing run in the Nationals, but he really bounced back in a massive way today. 3-4. Nick Griggs from Mid Ulster was second. He was just caught. Basically caught in the last 50 metres by the English guy, and that was a particularly outstanding run. And then we had young Dean Casey from Ennis. He finished third, so you know that was a great lead off for the team. Now Sean McGinley finishing 12th was an outstanding run, an absolutely really significant run. And you know, if you take work in terms of seconds, another 3 or 4 seconds would have got him into the top 8 or 9. You know, so you're talking, you know, a really, really, really in-depth field from throughout Europe. So well done, Sean McGinley, on the Irish team, finishing second, and it will be a memorable day for him, and indeed his family who travelled out to the meet. So well done to him. Then the next big Donegal story came with the senior women. Now, the senior women lost Ciara McGean, who did extremely well down in Rastapenna in the Nationals, but she was sick. So there wasn't really the expectation for the team. I went on Highland and expressed my disappointment that Ailish Flanagan hadn't been included on the team. Both her and her sister Rushing on the day of the Nationals ran a race in the States to prove their fitness, which they did, but only Rushing was selected on the basis of that. I felt that that was wasn't really fair, and it was seriously proved the case today. Ailish did come into the team to replace Ciara McGean, and Ailish finished lead Irish athlete today, finishing in 11th position with her sister Rushing 12th. And with 3-4, Miriam O'Hare from Leash was the third scorer. That Irish team, you know, they worked through the field. I mean, they were back in the 27-28s at one stage, the two Flanagan girls from Gartine in County Tyrone, just across the border from Finn Valley here, for whom they run. And it was a long journey back home too to participate in the race. So they had to deal with all that, and they dealt with it unbelievably. But they came through the field, you know, bit by bit by bit, 27, 28, into the 20s, then into the teens, and then over that last lap. And Ireland were running fourth team going into the last lap. The two Flanagan girls then further improved the story, going into 11th and 12th positions. And outstanding runs from both of them. Ailish hasn't raced since the summer. Really, she's was injured, and she had sick. They had a poor summer by their standards. Of course, they ran in the European Championships. Of course, they ran in the Commonwealth Games. But by their standards, they didn't particularly feel they did well over the summer months. So it was a matter of going back to the States, picking it all up again, training hard, and then arriving for these European Championships in good shape, which they did in real style. So third team for Ireland. That was a big plus, an absolutely big plus for the overall Irish story. A story that also included Ireland finishing third in the under 23 men's team as well. So big performance there from them as well. The other good, really strong performance from a Donegal point of view was Anne-Marie McGlynn. She was the fourth Irish girl home, and she finished in 31st, just 4 places off the scoring team. Look, what can you say about her? She turns up, and she gives it everything every single time she's ran for Ireland. And, you know, you have to anticipate that she ran Dublin City Marathon about 6 or 7 weeks ago. And you know, she picked herself up, she got herself out there, she would be an inspiration to the other girls through her experience, and you know, that was also a big plus. And this is an athlete, you know, who just missed the Olympic Games, you know, by a couple of seconds last time out, but dusted herself down, got back into the groove again, and you know, she should be coming home with the medal, but just four spots off the Irish scoring team. But big day for the Flanagan twins, and a big memorable day for a young man from Glenswally, Sean McGinley.